Beginning of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 Over, Visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 71.
Her chickens pinned up, but she said she hogs got out. But now your chickens used to get out.
That's right. Well, my chickens get out mostly, I turn them up in the evening. Sometimes when I didn't have nothing growing on it, they stay out.
Nice.
You have got Daisy.
That's so.
Well, I expect that's right smart. Mm-hmm. I think you're a lot to say in God.
And there's a lot to me.
I just think that...
When she go to the post office, I have to bring my mail back. I forgot any. She bring the thing, and she done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's out there trimming her head as big as you please yesterday.
Yeah.
But was that...
But I was sick yesterday morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, fine. That you up here this morning.
Yeah.
Was that hedge easy to trim, Miss Daisy?
Yes, Miss Daisy, I couldn't have put that little tender. Put the tender down to the paw. Mm-hmm.
So it won't get so big.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To grow.
It's grown up high.
Oh, yeah. It's grown up.
But
grown
see,
up
I just
like
got
one
trim. And I feel like it when I don't feel like that. Trying to get it all.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but it's nice to have a little something to do when you go out
there. That's right. As I'm telling, that's my company. Mm-hmm. Little jobs around my house to do. If I didn't have that to do. They say, oh, y'all not to cut that hedge, y'all to pay somebody. I say, you can't pay nobody to do nothing. I said, I ain't got no money to pay them with, no, huh? Said, so long as I can do it myself, I'll do it.
If you can't do it yourself, just...
That's right.
Do something with them.
That's right.
Miss Daisy, do you... how do you store your stuff? Do you have a lot of closets in your house?
A lot of closets in my house. I think it's about 3 there.
Oh, really?
They're small.
We were talking up here the other day, and there's Miss Chitty out there, and her house didn't have any closets at all. And what she has, she got a lot of them old trunks.
Trunks?
Yeah.
Who that?
She lives out here, past where you used to live.
Mm-hmm. You talking about Bessie?
Chitty.
Oh.
Way over, back over in the Shiloh community.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama got to thinking about her trunks.
Mm-hmm.
She had a few herself in her time. Mama, I remember going into those trunks, you know, like you do, just sort of raise the lid and do they all have trays in them?
Yes. My individual one, the last one I ever had two big ones. One for divided, so it had hats in it and keep my hats. And then one for my straighten out things like a dress that I wanted to stay right. In the second one, I just nearly wore them out, taking them in and out, lifting them in and out. There was just so much trouble.
Yeah.
And all. I kept a lot of dresses and things down in the bottom of it, too. I didn't want to keep straight in the trays.
That's dresses that you wasn't using.
Yeah, I'd put them bottom. But I'd have, when I wore one, I'd have to lift that real heavy one that had the hats and shoes in, lift it out and set it over on something and then get the other tray and set it out somewhere. And then in the bottom, then get down in the bottom. and it was a nuisance. I tell you, the closets came in real handy. I tell you, they to get rid of those trunks.
Well,
but that's right nice if you want to keep a keepsake or something, which we have one trunk I have that we keep keepsakes in, such as old report cards of the children and some of mine, even, and dresses and of my mother and just a few old keepsakes of every kind, letters, maybe papers. I want to keep all the old Martin mail, the way I used to live, old-timey things, long time ago.
Then sometimes
pictures, you keep good way to keep pictures that you. But what does it do you any good to keep a picture when it's hidden way down in a trunk that you don't ever go into hardly ever? I don't see.
Well, it don't seem like it too much, but some days you think about it, you can go down and look at them.
Well, yes, I guess
take
so.
Take them out, look at them.
Uh-huh.
And think about how old this is.
Yes.
That was taken.
Yeah.
That's the good. I know I've got some old pictures at home. Sometime I'll be looking for something else. And some of them old trunks, as you say.
Yeah.
Well, I come across some of the pictures and things. Well, I forget about what I'll look for, and I'll have to spend my time looking at the pictures.
What pictures do you look at?
Huh? The children and different friends and family pictures and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Some of the old houses?
Yeah.
Well, now, you have some trunks? Do you still have your trunks,
of them? Yes, I think I got about three or four there.
Oh.
All of them, they're not all mine.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I got but one. You see, when Elizabeth used to stay there, she had trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had trunks. Well, some trunks there, great big ones. I don't know who they belonged to. Might have belonged it to my aunt. I get to thinking sometimes, why should I keep all this stuff here unknown to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody don't know what to do. Well, I never will use it. But maybe someday, I think about it, maybe someday somebody can use them for something. Somebody may get burnt out or something. They get so much of stuff, and then if you want a trunk, go to Daisy's house and get it. Get some of them out of that.
And you say one may be, who was it?
Banks.
Yeah. I think one of them was.
With her old stuff in it.
Yeah.
Bed clothes.
Yeah.
Dresses.
And so on. Tie whatnot things she had.
Yeah.
Well, we had our own, so we didn't especially need her. So we just packed it up in the trunk. Maybe when I was way out somewhere, we'd go in there and get some of her.
Well, any pictures of her?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see
pictures of her. And my grandfather and my brothers.
Your brothers?
My brother's picture.
Huh?
I had one brother.
I heard you just had two sisters.
Well, you see, it was 10 of us.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. My mama was the mother of 10 children. 7 girls and 3 boys. Well, most of her, 2 of her boys died. One was about like that.
One
might have been
5, 6 years old?
Yeah. because they lived. I had one brother to get 21, and he died.
Oh.
So all of them did now, but just me.
You and Babe.
And sister.
Sister.
So they have pictures, a few pictures and things.
Yeah.
Well, they have some old, as she said, port card years ago. Well, you be around and you get them and look at them. Well, then that makes me think about a long time ago. Well, sometimes I look at it and well, I put it down there and I think about, well, I'm gonna look at it again.
And it makes you think of the things that you used to do.
Used to do.
Yeah.
Mostly think about how folks used to live and how they live now.
Yeah. They had their own wood pile.
That's right.
Their old chop block.
That's right.
That old axe.
I've seen Mr. Leroy got one of these old grinding rocks you used to put up on a rack some way or another.
Yeah.
They'd turn it over that like that and sharpen the axe.
Yeah.
I seen that thing the other day. I said, now, you was old. It must have been his grandfather's.
Yeah.
But he still got it. And I don't know where he'd been had it. He had it sitting out there in the garage the other day, and I seen it.
The one that I used to see, we used to, it just used to sit out there in the open all the time, right in the rain.
Uh-huh.
Because the rain didn't hurt the rock, did it?
You didn't have to put them away. It had a place it stayed. You get ready to use, you go there.
Start cranking it.
Your grandfather, I bet, sharpened axes on things like that.
Yeah, plenty of time. My father sharpened his axe. Oh, grinding stone. That's
grinding
what
they
call
wet rock. I'd like to see some of those pictures in that trunk.
Mm-hmm.
First time you get in there, you get some of them pictures out. You got a picture of your daddy?
Hmm? No, my daddy's no. Oh, where my dad's picture?
I bet you got some old tintypes in among your pictures.
I had some, but I was looking in the box the other day. I didn't see them.
You didn't see one of those old tintypes? Well,
yeah.
That used to be the only kind of pictures that
you
we could get.
Well, you see, some of the children about got them up there.
Yeah.
They. You know, my granddaughter, she likes old things like that. I don't know why. I mean, what she gonna do with them?
Oh.
But she likes to have.
Oh.
My daughter, she bothers about nothing. The old or the new.
The old or the new.
She don't care for it.
She don't care for it.
What?
She takes after you, Miss Daisy. You don't fool around with plunder like
that. No, sir. I don't. I guess you do take some after me. I don't have time.
Yeah.
Fool around with so many things.
Well, what does Doris fool around with?
She fool around her clothes, her stove. That floor, and when she get that done, she's fooling around on the jump.
Where they're singing?
Yeah, she sings. She go to church.
Yeah.
She go to picnics.
Picnics.
She goes. That's what she likes. Where there's something going on.
Yeah.
What do you like best, Daisy, to do?
What I like best to do?
Uh-huh.
I like to go to church. I like to read, but I can't do much reading.
Yeah.
I like to sew. I can't do much of that. So the most I do is work in my yard, wash, clean up my house, iron my clothes.
And feed the preacher.
That's right. Feed the preacher.
Well, I think that's right. Right good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right good.
Yes, sir, if you stick with it, it's good.
Yeah. And that's what you're going to do.
Well, I believe this Sunday is your time for the preacher, isn't it?
Bess's time.
Bess's time this Sunday.
My time last Sunday.
Oh, you had him last Sunday.
I didn't have him. Last Sunday.
Oh.
I don't know who had him. You see, Doris, we went to Kirkwood. They was baptizing my great grandchildren up there, Elizabeth's children. So we went up there. So Doris left the preaching in TC's care. So I don't want them.
Oh.
Of course, when we got back from up there about 3. Well, Doris, she went on up to church or somewhere to see what did they do with him. What that becomes, she told TC Sunday morning. She told him, she said, well, TC said, I'm going to go to Kirkwood this morning. So they're baptizing my grandchildren up there. I'm got to go. So y'all see at the preacher. He said, well, I don't know what he'll do. Because I don't think Yuli fixed anything for him. That's his why. Yeah, well, my goodness, how long would it take her to fix something if she wanted to give him anything? So I ain't sick to see no more till the day before yesterday. He was over there to Bessie. I said, T.C., what become of the preaching? Who fed him? Who took care of him? He said, I don't know. I said, well, now ain't that something? The deacon don't know what become of his pastor. Don't worry, he got anything to eat or not. So I didn't say nothing else to him, because I didn't want to say anything over there on Bessie's porch.
You didn't mind sassing him, but you just didn't want to do it on Bessie's porch.
That's right. That's right. If he'd been on my porch, I'd have told him just what I thought of him.
Well, I guess he knew that. Don't you think? He stayed on Miss Bessie's porch.
Yes, he left there and went home. When he left Bessie's house, he went home. He didn't go to my house. Yeah.
Daisy, what would you say?
What would I say, Tom?
Yeah.
I don't know right now just what I would have said.
You just thought it was a shame, though.
Yes.
They didn't take care of the deacon, didn't take care of the pastor.
That's right.
Hmm. Well, I guess the pastor had something to eat at home.
He won't go home.
He won't go home?
No.
Well,
and he could go. He's closer to his house, and he is mine.
And he won't go home.
He
well,
won't go
then.
Home.
Well, he needed to go home, so maybe that was...
Maybe that was a time for him to go home.
Yeah, that was a good time for him to go home.
Miss Daisy, they baptized your great-grandchildren?
Yes, ma'am. 3 of them.
Uh-huh. Do they have a place, the church?
Baptized on a big old lake.
Oh, in a
right
lake.
Right outside the road.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful lake.
Beautiful lake. And 3 of them. Oh.
And there was a crowd there.
How old were the children?
Yep. I think they were about 10 to
oh.
6.
Uh-huh. They were small children.
Small children.
Mm-hmm.
Shedrick was the youngest one. That's Elizabeth's baby.
Now they had a big crowd.
Yeah. And it was so nice.
Did you have dinner on the ground?
No, they didn't have no dinner. When they got through baptizing, then he preached to some of the fellowship the children's in, and everybody went home.
Mm-hmm.
I told them that's the way to have church, and have church all day long.
Now that was Elizabeth's preacher.
So?
That wasn't your preacher, that Elizabeth's
no,
preacher.
That's Elizabeth's preacher. No, that's Kirkwood pastor. This Elizabeth church down here.
Do I know the Kirkwood pastor?
No, you don't know it because I don't hardly know.
Miss Ada, what happened to you yesterday?
I was sick yesterday. I was right home.
Yeah.
What did you eat? Something that you ran cold?
I don't know. Well, I came this night. I didn't eat that much. I think it just happens sometimes. I don't think I have to eat anything.
Oh, you had, as we used to say, the GIs. You had the upset stomach, or whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
What do you call it?
Well, they tell me it's upset stomach, so mine was sure upset.
Yeah.
It's better today, but it's not.
Well, now, how do you treat it, Miss Daisy?
Well, I have some Pepto-Bismol.
Oh.
That's what I take from Pepto-Bismol. It's good. It's good for me.
Yeah. And that's all you took?
That's all.
How often do you take it?
Well, you don't have no certain time to take it. I don't. I took me a dose yesterday morning before Miss Myers come over there. Well, I rang about 11 o'clock. I took some more and I ain't took no more.
Oh, you just took two doses?
Mm-hmm. I ain't took no more.
Well, you must.
I took it and I went and laid down there for a while. Then I got up and I walked over to Bessie's. I sat there with her for a while. I went back home.
Yeah.
I laid down there for a while. Then I got up. I felt like I wanted to eat.
Oh, really?
So I got up and eat, fixed me something to eat, and drank me some milk, a glass of milk. So I felt a little better and better. So this morning I knew pretty good.
Well, what do you know? Well, you didn't have very much of an upset then, did you?
No.
You got it.
It wasn't bad as I seen them. But it was bad enough for me. I don't like for nothing to happen to my stomach. It makes me sick.
Well, it doesn't very often happen to you.
No, it don't.
Do you have this every now and then?
Have what?
Do you have this ever so often?
No. I don't be sick much, Mr. Miles.
You never did? You've had it before?
When was it? Must have been last year, the first of this year one. So then it never gets bad. Like some folks. It lasts me maybe a day or half a day or something like that. Just.
But you have it ever so often?
No. I don't have it so often.
Well,
I couldn't stand it too often.
Well, every 6 months.
Yes.
As a regular thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you hadn't done
it. You don't
ever
have it, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? But I don't think you have to eat nothing to have. I think when you get ready, you just have it.
Well, I do without food when I feel kind of that way. I just quit and don't eat anything.
Don't eat nothing at all?
No, not for maybe just very little during a day. That's when I feel fine.
Well, rightly, when you feel like that, you can't eat.
No, you can't eat. Can't.
I can't eat nothing.
I just do away.
Well,
anyway.
Well, if I get sick, I want to be sick the way that you can go ahead and eat your food.
Well,
vomit it up.
You can't do that the whole time. Well, if I get sick, I don't eat nothing to eat. No, I never eat nothing. Oh.
Miss, do you hear these mockingbirds singing now?
No,
don't you know this
I
guy?
Heard one yesterday, I think, Mr. Mark. But it looked like he's singing low.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the cause
of that? They don't sing loud.
Oh, what's the cause of that?
I don't know.
Miss, you know what Miss Bessie said? She says they get dizzy this time of year.
Said they get dizzy?
Uh-huh.
Reading they can't sing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
From eating that pokeberry.
Pokeberry. Well, I don't know. I don't know why they don't sing. But I know I heard one yesterday, I think, and he sang low. He don't sing.
Well, Miss Betty says she's going out there and chop that pokeberry down.
What?
So the bird wouldn't eat the berries and get dizzy.
Oh. You know, she go cut that one bush down. There's hundreds of bushes still growing, and the birds know where they are.
Yeah.
And they'll go there and eat them.
You got any?
Sure, they'll go there.
You got some?
Now, up there where I work at, she don't allow you to cut one pokeberry bush.
Yeah.
You leave every one there, so the birds can get the berries.
And get dizzy.
Yeah. I never heard of them being dizzy.
Well, you ask Miss Bessie about that.
I ain't gonna ask her. Because she don't know what she told me about.
Well, she might.
How does she know to get dizzy, Mr. Miles?
Well, she notices things.
She'd have to read for it, or somebody would have to tell her something about it.
Well,
ain't nobody told her.
She can look at them right there on her porch, just like you can.
Look at the bush?
Yeah.
Sure, she can sing, but
well,
she don't know whether it is or not.
Well,
she don't seem nodding or staggering or nothing.
She just seems...
Just tells us plenty of things, Mr. Marlene. Sing to it.
Bessie?
That's right. Bessie Jackson. She tells us plenty of things. Ain't a thing to it.
I wonder about that.
You mean you have caught her in it before?
Me? Yes. You could catch it. You got some sense. You know something.
Well, I raise pokeberries, you see. I've got them around here, too.
Well, they don't allow you to cut a one off that place up down where I work.
Yeah.
They save them for the birds.
Yeah. Well, I do too. But it could make them dizzy. It could not. It don't seem to make mine dizzy. I've seen three or four in the same bush.
Oh.
And they just as spry as they can be. Maybe
just as happy as can be. Glad of the berries.
Maybe they're a little too happy.
If they can't sing, they can eat.
Well, they got nothing to sing about right now. They're not.
Do you know folks sell us so many things, Mr. Mark? You know, in dog days, as they called it, they used to say birds don't sing in dog days. My cousin, Gracie, she told me this. She said, cutting days of reading the birds don't sing. In dog days, the tongue is soaked. I said, well, how did you know that?
Yeah.
She said, you ain't never, I said, never heard it before. Why don't they? Me and Robert Williams, why, we was in Robert's mother. We was in the field one day, and we got to talking about dog days. And she said, well, Daisy, I tell you a good way to know when dog days come in, so you don't hear no birds sing. I said, they don't sing in dog days? She said, no, they don't. I said, why not? She said, now, I couldn't tell you why, but all I can tell you, you won't hear none sing. So dog days must be pretty close. I don't hear none singing. I heard one singing low yesterday. He wasn't half singing. He's trying.
They have a right low song this time of year, don't they?
Huh?
Right low. Not loud.
Sometimes you don't hear mama talk.
Well, your chickens, do they go ahead and cackle and crow and everything during dog days?
Well, I don't know nothing about this stuff.
Your chickens?
My chickens?
Uh-huh.
All right. Did they cackle and crow during dog days?
Cackle, crow, and lay, and
just
do just what they done before.
Well, this time of year, you see, the birds is all molting.
Molting?
Yes.
That's why they don't sing?
They don't sing much when they're molting. They must not feel very...
I don't guess so.
Now, of course, these young birds, a lot of these birds you see now are young birds, and they...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they molt or not. They haven't had the feathers long. Why would they molt?
Don't ask me, Mr. Moss.
When did your chickens molt?
Well, now, the way I know about that, it depends on when you set them.
Oh, yes.
And when they hatch.
Yeah.
And some of them molt. Most of them start in September. So they move along. And I noticed them over there, they molting now.
Yeah.
Shedding feathers.
Yeah. Well, I think
you have to ask Bessie.
I think that's right. Well, if you see it before I do, you bring it up.
Oh,
she'll have an answer.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, all the answers I can give, I think it depends on when they were hatched.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to wear the feathers so long and shed them and get new ones. Now, that's the way I feel about it. Ain't nobody told me.
Well, you wouldn't have to tell you. You just watch them.
Just watch them.
And you tell.
Well, that's right.
But Miss Betsy, you know what? I always feel what she does. She sets up on that porch there, and she sees everything going on.
And thinks some things didn't go on. They never went on.
Like that,
Yes. Oh, yes, I know that to be true. Betsy tell me things I know it didn't happen. But sometimes I'll ask her, well, how you know?
Well, you do ask her?
Yeah, I ask her sometimes.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I can't think of anything like that.
How in the world can you testify that all these things she tells us just sitting up there on that porch and sleep half of the time?
Yeah.
That's right.
She listens to the radio some. I mean, TV sometimes, though, don't she?
Yeah, I know she do, but some of these things I don't think they ever been on TV and ain't going to get them. What she tells us.
I don't know just what you have in mind, Miss Daisy.
Hmm?
I don't know just what you have in mind.
What I have in my mind?
Yeah, that Miss Bessie tells you.
About what Miss Bessie says. Well, some of it ain't in my mind till I hear her say.
Yeah.
I ain't thought about none of that till I hear her say.
Well, I would say you save up a few cases and
that's right.
When you think about them, save them up and tell me about them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm pretty sure about the birds and the chickens.
About the birds.
Yes. See, they don't sing much when they molt.
Mm-hmm.
They quiet down.
Mm-hmm.
And they molt along this time of year.
Yes.
And I guess it's a good time as any. Hot. Can't do nothing much.
That's right.
They're getting ready for winter. I guess they are. But see, that's like Miss Bessie now. I'm fairly more than I know.
Well, if you see any dizzy birds, let us know. We'll come down and look at them.
Well, I will, but I don't think I'm going to see them.
Well, I listened. They said they told me one time that when they had, the figs were all ripe right here and kind of real lots of them, the birds were in there, and they say that they would eat until it would make them dizzy.
Like drinking wine?
Drinking wine. It would, that the figs would get sour, you know, and make kind of like wine, like. And they'd eat them and make them dizzy, make them drunk. So I've heard that. I think Faith told me that.
Well, I never heard that before.
I never did either.
But that old fig, now listen, now somebody out here, because I don't know anything about raising figs, but there's these fig trees out here, and one time I was out here, and somebody, and I thought it was Faith, told me that the birds get dizzy when they eat those figs that have kind of ruined and turned to wine. And it makes them drunk. And I don't know what to do, but it makes them dizzy.
Maybe Bessie told me.
Probably.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They don't eat. Once they peck a fig, they go peck another one. They never go back to that, and it's been picked.
And most all I see where they picked, it was fresh.
Yes.
They wasn't sour.
Now the bees work on it when it's sour.
They're slow.
So they're the ones that get dizzy.
If anybody gonna get dizzy, it looks like the bee.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going now. I stayed with y'all a long time.
Well, y'all just kept talking about getting
first
dizzy.
One thing and another.
And
well, you go soon be leaving us. Well, when are you coming back?
Well, I don't know. I just never know when I'm what I'm gonna do.
What the rest of them doing and are gonna do, and so that's the way. Well, how's that baby?
That's the way I'm living. Oh, he was so sweet. He was just precious baby. Just open his mouth wide open and let you love him and kiss him and laugh. He was a precious child. Didn't cry only when he was hungry and sleepy. And then he'd let you know that what he wanted. But put him down, give it to him, and he'd be gone. Just quiet down. Well, I hope you won't have any more trouble.
Well, I'll have
much trouble.
That's
nice,
Ben. Daisy and I, we had some friends, a friend who brought us some cooking apples from West Virginia. And you shouldn't be eating apples.
No, but he could cook on them.
Channel 2 over around, 700. This end of the visit with Miss Daisy and Mamu this Thursday morning, the 9th of September 1971. Channel 2 over. Oh, I'd say around 700. And the end of this visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September 1971. Channel 2 over. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 9th of September, 1971. It's solid overcast. The cow's out in the horse's pasture and won't go on back. And Miss Daisy missed Wednesday morning. She had an upset stomach, as she calls it.